Back in March, students at UNC Charlotte began organizing a chapter of the nationwide youth movement March for Our Lives. On Friday, they held their first rally against gun violence, prompted by something none of them expected, a deadly shooting on their own campus. WFAE's David Borax has this report.
No more guns! No more violence! No more guns!
About 150 students and staff gathered outside Belk Gym to call for change, whatever form that might take. Some were specific. They want stronger gun laws. Senior Satoria Ray held a sign with a red circle and a line through the letters NRA for National Rifle Association.
It says you can put a silencer on a gun, but not on the voice of the people.
Ray blames state and federal lawmakers for giving in to lobbying pressure against stricter gun laws.
We have senators who are taking money from the NRA when their constituents are saying, we want you to support gun reform laws, and they're voting against it. We want more than thoughts and prayers, but that's all they're sending us.
Others were less specific in their demands. Anais Vargas is president of the campus NAACP chapter. She says it's time for action, not words.
We've done our grieving. Now it's time for us to demand change. We're upset, we're angry, and I think this is what this is about from now on, from here on out. I'm not sure exactly what that change needs to be off the top of my head, but I do know I just want to feel safe in the place where I get an education.
Among the other signs at the rally, we demand change, books, not bullets, and guns don't vote, but I do. Several elected officials spoke, urging students to use the power of the ballot box to bring change in Raleigh and Washington. The rally came just 3 days after a former student shot to death two students and injured four others in a classroom. Professor John Cox fought back tears as he began to speak. He said he finds himself alternating between sadness and anger after this week. He said the UNC Charlotte shooting and so many others like it should prompt people to
contemplate what kind of a world do we live in where this happens. But actually, it would be more accurate to say what kind of a country do we live in, because this doesn't happen elsewhere. Outside of countries that are torn by war and civil war, we don't see random mass killings or in general killings of civilians. So this is actually an American problem.
Another rally was planned Friday night at Romare Bearden Park uptown. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax at UNC Charlotte.